views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you, folks? We're so happy to be back.
Hey, it's a gorgeous day outside, thank God. Mm-hmm. And they said in a couple of days that the temperature this weekend is going to drop into the 50s.
Don't tell me that. I'm going pumpkin picking.
The mid-50s. So,
and I'm going all the way up to State New York, so it's going to be cold.
Oh, it's definitely going to be colder up there, yeah.
Uggs weather.
Oh, my God. So, I'll tell you, my brothers and I, well, mostly my brother's doing, we were cleaning out my parents' house because, you know, we're at that point.
Yep.
You know, my mom passed and my father is in a home. We needed to, you know, clean up the house. And it could be difficult sometimes because it's a lot of emotional detachment.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, we ripped up all the carpets, and just to see the wood floors instantly brought me back into my younger childhood years, because that's what we had back then. And
Your mom was very before her time.
Yeah, yeah.
Since I'm a decorator, I know that.
And so what happened was, we're going through our stuff, and a lot of people go through this. You know, you go through old pictures and, you know, what pieces of jewelry do you want? What pieces of silverware do you want?
And nobody wants to say no because it belonged to mommy.
You know,
we went through this with my husband's mother and father.
Yeah, and you pick and choose what you want. Thank God my brothers and I are pretty easygoing. So it was pretty easy for us. It's like, all right, you could have this, whatever you want, just take it. You know, my brothers and I are very non-detached material people. The only thing is, like I said, the only thing is there are certain pieces that have been with us since the time of the century, you know, turn of the century. And like I said, you know, what was most important to me, believe it or not, of all the pieces that was my mother's, was I kept her glasses. Because
Oh, my God.
What?
I kept my father's glasses. That's the only thing that really meant anything to me.
Yeah.
Which is eyeglasses, because his eyes looked at that.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, stop
it. I'm not even joking.
I'm going to slap you.
Don't slap me. No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Artie.
So I felt that, you know, that was something that she wore every day. That was her personality, just like with her father. Her father's personality is the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
It's the windows to the soul.
Right.
And you want to know something? I have a little pet peeve. Speaking of glasses, I have a little pet peeve that, and I know all policemen do this, or 95% of them. They always wear those dark sunglasses where you can't see their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That means when you can't see somebody's eyes, to me, I'm sorry, you don't trust the person.
Absolutely.
They're on an ego trip and you can't see them. They're not personable. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm bigger than you. And I just have an issue with people who think that they're better than anybody else or bigger than anyone else. And, whenever I go to a party, and I go in a house, you know, a lot of people, show a lot of appreciation to me. But I feel uncomfortable when people start to praise me or put me up on a pedestal emotionally.
I feel that, too. I feel
when they do that. And it's like, I'm just a part of the gang. I just want to be, you know, welcome, fun, loving. And that's it.
Accepted as a regular person. No big deal.
Right. And then a lot of people, when they go to, because I hold people's hands when I read them, and like I say, oh, I'm sorry, my hands are sweaty. You know, they're just so nervous.
Right.
And then within 5 minutes, you know, they're just so calm.
Yeah.
And everything is like very nonchalant. And so, you know,
what I usually do when I have a male reader is I say, oh, I have to kiss you first. Especially if you're good looking.
There you go.
Oh, can I touch your lips with mine?
If you really want a good reading, it has to be this way.
That's right.
It's a spiritual thing that goes back for generations.
They did it in Salem.
Yeah, that's right. There was an orgy going on. Everyone was a psychic back there.
I'm telling you.
You know, you felt like you were in Woodstock.
Oh, was there a difference?
Yeah, peace, love, and Bobby Sherman, you know?
Right, exactly. That is too funny.
So going back to square one. So, you know, we're empty, you know, so right now, you know, my father's place, well, my parents' place is going to be sold next week. We had a buyer before just as we were cleaning out the house.
Are you serious?
We didn't even put up on the market. The people across the street put two and two together and said, you're selling your house.
Oh my goodness.
And we said, yes, as well, our parents want to, you know, are living with us and they want to move out. And, you know, we figure right across the street.
Very good luck.
Yeah. So we didn't need a realtor.
Wow.
We didn't have to put it on market. There was no more bids or anything. We told them the price. They gave us our asking price.
Mm.
And it was a very good price. And
that was wonderful.
So we cleaned it up a little bit for them. So, you know.
Good for you.
And so it worked out. And it's just like a lot of times people have a hard time closing chapters in their life when, you know, when things have, you know, run its course. And for this, no, this is nothing but a lot of family and childhood memories. And it's very difficult for some people to sell the home that they grew up in or that their parents have been in for, you know,
that's me,
85 million years. It's just tough.
Oh, no, it's very hard.
It's very difficult. And it's very good to have somebody to help you out with cleaning out the house or helping you sell the house because they're not emotionally attached and they can get things done quicker.
Yeah, well, I had a hard time. I had a hard time with my mother-in-law's house. I didn't want to give, I felt like, and it was my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. They had died a few years apart and she was still living in the house. And then when she crossed over, she actually crossed in the house on my lap. And, you know, as we went through the house, you know, my husband saw the stuff and he was very emotional about it. And, you know, after all, it's his childhood. It's the pictures. And we ended up taking everything practically. Like, I took her good set of dishes that, like, just to honor her. I have my own set of Lennox for, like, 45 people. But I ended up taking her Bavarian china. I ended up taking her marriage crystal.
Wow.
Yeah. And I took all her jewelry, naturally. But, you know, he didn't have anybody to share it with, so there was no fight because he's an only child. However...
So he fought with himself.
Yes, he fought with me, folks. Isn't that funny? I'm actually wearing my mother-in-law's engagement ring today. And it has, like, this little, like, hook in the back of it with more diamonds on it. And it has her actual engagement ring, which actually belonged to her mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
And she said that this ring is to be passed down to all the Siegel males. So when I go to heaven, I'm giving this to my grandson, Aiden. Now, all the girls in the family are all up in arms about that. But I said we have to keep with tradition. So I'm just babysitting this ring until I go. And then next person that gets it will be Aiden's wife. Now, that's only if he stays with her for life. If he gets divorced, that
it has to, it has to be in the prenup. In the prenup,
that's the only thing that I care about because this is his mother's wish, and this is what I'm going to fulfill. So anyway, my point was I wanted to change the setting. Now, when her mother-in-law gave it to her, she changed the setting, so it was no big deal. And his father said, yeah, go ahead, change the setting, get whatever you want. Now that I want to change the setting, there's a big commotion going on. My daughters don't want me to change the setting, like they're going to get it. My husband doesn't want me to change the setting. And there's a to-do going on with it. But I said, you could keep the setting, but just take the diamonds out and let me place them where in my setting. Everybody should have their own personality. I mean, I respect the ring, I respect the diamonds, but I expect the diamonds to go down in the family, but the setting that can be changed, just like she changed it. I want
to. You want to know something? A lot of times, unfortunately, as it goes down from generation to generation, when people don't have an emotional connection to the people who started it, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I don't care, or, you know, and then they somewhere down the road it ends up being sold because there's no more emotional connection. Of course, for the ones closest to it, yes, of course, you know, but eventually, you know, it's going to be sold off.
We were very lucky because a supposed friend of mine, when my son passed away, I was like out of it totally. And a friend of mine was coming over to supposedly help me. But what she was doing was cleaning me out of my jewelry. And she stole like $79,000 worth of my jewelry. And we're so grateful that she didn't steal this ring.
Wow.
This would have been totally irreplaceable because it wasn't only his mother's ring, but it was his grandmother's ring.
Right.
So, you know, this.
Yeah, you can't replace emotional heirlooms or anything, you know?
That's right.
You know, so we got a, whatchamacallit, we got a dumpster. We hauled out all that was just garbage. There was a lot of good stuff that was still good. And my father had a habit of buying 3, 4, and 5 of the same things as it stocked in, because if he couldn't find it right away, he bought something else of the same nature. And so we ended up selling, having garage sale after garage sale or estate sale after estate sale. So, all right, everybody, listen up. We're going to be going to a break in just a moment. Anybody wants a reading from Sky and I over the air, feel free to give us a call at 800-930-2819. We'd love to talk to you. All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
for the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ. I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control, 'cause the power you're supplying, it's electrifying.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another wonderful segment of Angels and Answers. And if anybody wants to call in to get a reading from Sky and I, just call 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
And we have
Julie all the way from Minnesota.
Wow. I love people from Minnesota. I really do.
Did you ever go to Mall of America?
I've never been to Minnesota. However, I love the people there. I know people from there.
Yeah, no,
they're
I had a good time. I went there. Like, the energy was so. I felt. I
they're
believe
good
it or not.
People.
Yeah, no, but when I went into the mall, when I got out of the mall, the energy was so extreme. It was almost like a motion sickness there.
Really?
It was like, oh my God, it was so much. I mean, the place is ginormous. It's the biggest mall in America.
They have a roller coaster in there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
I mean, it's ginormous.
Sorry,
it's like,
Julie.
We're talking about your state.
That's okay.
How about you, sweetheart?
It's a great place.
Yeah, go
it
Vikings.
Is a great
state. Yeah.
Go Vikings, go. Hey, listen. So, are you looking to change your job?
Well, actually, I was calling in what you were guys have been talking about. My mother-in-law passed away a week and a half ago, and she was unconscious for the last 10 days. And I had called in about 4 or 5 months to get some help with her because she had Alzheimer's, and she passed away, and she didn't get to talk to us.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
My mom passed away from Alzheimer's, too, from dementia / Alzheimer's.
She doesn't have it anymore.
So,
well, hers wasn't. The Alzheimer's, she only had it for a few months. We didn't get an autopsy, but I think she had congestive heart failure. So,
we're very sorry for your loss, more than you know, because it's something so precious and so close to you as a mom.
Did she own birds, or do you own a bird, like little birds?
No.
I'm seeing wagon wheels. I don't know why I'm seeing wagon wheels. Like wagons. Like old-fashioned wagon wheels. Did she have like old-fashioned wagon wheel paper at one time? Wallpaper?
I don't know, back when she was little, but the last 30 years since I've been.
I'm seeing like kitchen paper, wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
With wagons or wagon wheels on it. Like cowboy boots, wagon wheels. I'm seeing that.
She was attached to somebody. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No,
she
that's
was
quite
attached.
All right.
She met somebody. Well, she met somebody some years back who was a Western type person, but that she dated for a while.
Oh, that's why I'm seeing it. Okay.
Okay, you want to know something?
Oh,
as I'm listening to you and Sky talk, I'm still seeing these little birds. I don't know why I'm seeing these little birds. Did she have like a bird bath in the backyard, or was she with the little bird house in the backyard or something? I keep on seeing a bunch of little birds.
She had Now that I think of it, she had two statues of two little birds in her condo.
Oh, okay. So there are the birds.
Okay, so she's going to send you
All right,
signs.
So that was the first thing that I saw to let you know that she is around you.
Yes.
And I promise you, she's showing me rainbows right now. And so whenever you see anything in regards to the rainbow, that's her smiling down upon you to let you know that she's okay.
You know, she's showing me something in a pouch, like a velvet pouch that she wants you to have. I'm assuming it's either coins or jewelry, but it's in like a velvet pouch. Have you gone through her things?
No, that's what we had to do this weekend. Last week was all the stuff, the funeral and everything. So,
oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you're probably going to find a velvet pouch. Or
you're going to find a pouch. There's either going to be silver dollars in there that are worth money, or there's going to be jewelry.
I want to give you a strong, friendly sense of advice for yourself. When you go to clean out your mom's house, try to get somebody who's like a friend of yours or somebody who you know but isn't as emotionally attached, because it's going to take you forever to do so little. And so it would be very good to have somebody there to help ground you or to physically do things while you're being emotionally lost in it. But it is going to be a little hard going through
it. It's going to be very hard.
And I have a feeling you're going to be finding some coins. Your mother's showing me some coins like within the couch.
I still see a drop.
Within the couch and or did she have a lounge chair, a pull-out lounge chair?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know. I have a feeling that there's going to be either like some coins there she's showing, or it could be something as simple as a little piece of jewelry or something from a necklace or a little earring piece of some sort. I feel like there's things caught in between the couches.
Yeah, you got to look through everything.
Within the cushion.
Is there anybody else that could like do you have brothers and sisters that could say, no, I want this, no, I want that?
There's just two sons, and I'm the daughter-in-law, so
okay,
it's kind of on my shoulders, yeah.
Okay, the reason why she showed me that couch was because there's probably going to be a little bit of a discrepancy over some of her stuff. Not that she had a great deal, but she wants you to have something that's very special that's in that velvet thing, and she wants you to have it, so there's no discussion over it. You understand?
Yes, her and I have been close. I took care of her for 18 years, and I just wanted to make sure she's happy.
Oh,
she's very happy. Yeah, that's
she's
no
all
doubt.
Way around you. And you know why? It's so funny that Artie said birds, because she's going to show you feathers. When you start to see feathers around the house, you're going to know that's her sign to you, that she's with you. Okay?
Okay, I didn't want to keep you, but she had the last 6 months were just hell for her. She had the Alzheimer's, then she had falls, and she broke her hip. And I just, I was trying to get her through all this stuff, and it was just.
Do you have her family recipes?
I did take the box, but I don't know who took it. I was going to check with the other son if he took it.
And she wants you to keep the family recipes going. She wants you to have it.
And she also wants you to continue where she left off as far as having the family over. She wants you to take her place. Like, she wants you to be like the new matriarch of the family. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I'm already feeling that.
Yes. She definitely wants that. She says, you're the one for the job. Absolutely the one for the job.
You also need, you should go to the doctor, because I'm seeing some issues in regards to your stomach. And I'm not sure if this is acid reflux, but I'm seeing some kind of issues around your stomach that should be taken care of. Have you been having any stomach issues going on now?
No, just going through a lot of stress for the last 6 to 8 months, but...
Yeah, well, I got news for you. Unfortunately, a lot of people deal with intestinal problems or stomach problems when they're dealing with a lot of stress.
Yeah.
And you need to start doing something to help take the stress off, or to take some kind of vitamins. I don't even know what kind of vitamins or pills you need to take to help you with your stomach situation. But whenever I hear ginger ale or see ginger within my mind, it tells me that the person is developing some kind of stomach issues. And it could very well be the beginning of ulcers. And not that I wish this upon you, and I hope this is not the case, but still, I feel like it's necessary for you to go see the doctors in regards to your stomach.
You know something? You weren't working out of the home, correct?
No, actually, I'm not at this time. I'm taking care of my dad, who's disabled, and my mother-in-law. I was going to try to get back on my feet after all this.
Well, that's why I said to you in the beginning of the conversation, are you looking for a job, or do you have problems at your work? I feel as though in order for you to start getting over this and start healing, I think you need to go find a job out of the house. You need to start focusing on getting a career or something for yourself to do rather than sitting home. You understand?
Otherwise, you're going to start going insane.
Yes.
And your mom is telling me she does not want you to feel guilty about anything. She said, well, I know you did the best you can. And she's thanking you from the bottom of her heart, as she's saying it, putting up with me.
And you know something? She's also saying that this was not even my blood daughter, but she was like my own daughter. Okay? So, and she's making me feel that she didn't always feel that way. But she says, as time passed, you became her real daughter. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do. And I'd be guilty. Thank you for saying that, because I felt guilty. I was with her the day she fell and broke her hip. So since then, I felt it was my fault.
No, not at all.
She said, don't feel guilty at all.
No.
Let it go.
She adores you. She can't stop saying thank you to you. I mean, she could say other things, but she wants to say thank you for everything that you've done. And she feels like you're like her own daughter. Please don't feel guilty for anything. She is so happy, and she'll always be watching you. You can never, she's absolutely telling me, I can never repay what you did for me.
All right, we got to go to a break now. And listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. I'll be calling one of you guys.
Really. Thank
God bless you, sweetie.
All right, you did a great job. All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. You got me, baby, I got you. Hey, I got you, baby.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously?
Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wishes to chime in on any conversation, feel free to call 800-930-2819, and we'll be happy to do a mini reading for you. 800-930-2819. And it would be our pleasure.
Our greatest pleasure.
That's right. You want to know something?
Yeah, I want to know something.
I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Hey, what you want now?
And, you know, it's funny. The other day I was speaking with this girl, this female friend of mine, you know, who's a client. And I just started joking around with my English accent. And she goes, oh, my God. She goes, I love that accent. She says, next time you do a reading for me, can you do it all in English?
British.
That's right, British. And I just said, well, any girls who want me to do their reading in British, they have to pay me an extra $10 for the sexual fantasy, baby.
And kiss me.
And kiss me. That's right.
Okay. So, thank you.
There you go. Hello.
Hello.
So, any case, so we were talking about it. It gets to be very difficult when it comes time to cleansing out.
Yes, breaking down a life.
Breaking down
that's
a life and cleansing
doing.
Out.
You're closing out a life.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
And a lot of people carry guilt, which you should, because you're doing the best. You have to understand you're doing the best with the best of intentions. When
right.
you're taking care of somebody, you're doing
with
everything you can.
With the best of intentions.
With the best
My
of intentions.
God.
And guess what? And if, God forbid, something happens while you happen to be away, you need to have a life too. There's a reason. Trust me, there's a reason why things happen while you just happen to step out.
Right.
Or even if you decide to go away for a few days or a week or whatever and to give the responsibilities off to somebody else, and suppose something happens, they get sick or somebody
right.
passes away while you happen to be away, then it was meant to be at that time.
Do you know how many readings I have given to people that hold guilt because they've been with their parents or their child or their sibling, and just as they left, or the day that they didn't come, that parent or sibling or child passed away, and they have carried this guilt. But don't you realize that if you were there, they couldn't have left?
And they still would have been there, but it wasn't like, you know, it was meant to be. They, you know, sometimes people have a hard time leaving this earth
yes.
while you
or
other people who they're attached to are still there.
Right.
However, there are people who purposely hold on
right.
knowing that because they haven't seen somebody in a long
yes,
time.
That happens too.
That they hang on, wait for the flight to get there, and so you could say goodbye to them for the last time. Or they want to hang on so they can
right.
see their child graduate or their grandchildren graduate or have this special event or for the holidays.
Yes.
They purposely hang on by their will. So when you're with them and with them and with them and with them, and then all of a sudden you leave to go to the bathroom, get that
right.
bite to eat or
right.
for whatever reason, even if you go away for a few days, whatever, trust me. It's everything is meant to be, and try not to carry guilt. You can't control life that way. When
no.
it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
That's right. And like I said, so many people come to me with survivor's guilt because of this reason. Oh, I just needed to spend one more minute. Yeah, we all want one more minute, even on the best of circumstances. And I don't know how many people are so prepared for the inevitable. We still want that one more minute. And that's why we're here. because we can give you that one more minute. But don't have survivor's guilt, because believe me, I know you've done everything in your power to make your parent comfortable or whoever it was that you were taking care of. I absolutely know that if you're the type of person that's carrying guilt, that means you are the type of person who did everything in their power and above their power to make that relative feel comfortable during the worst time of their life.
Yeah, you're showing your love. You know, they know that you love them. They know that you did everything, you know, that you possibly can. And you want to know something. I just want you to know that, you know, all the emotional tribulations that you might have carried with this person who passed away and you needed closure. You know, Sky and I are very good with giving people answers where they needed closure with their loved one because they were arguing.
Yes.
And they didn't have that chance to say, I'm sorry, or to resolve issues. And yes, you know, it's totally understandable why somebody would carry guilt under those circumstances, because, you know, it's amazing how we realize that the things that we used to value so much, that when the person or the situation isn't there anymore, it's like, you know, we made a big deal out of nothing. And I'm just sorry. But when you're talking to them, if you allow yourself to sit in meditation and you're visualizing them, or I'll tell you, I'm going to go one step better. If you were to write a letter, physically write a letter, and you could say all the I love yous, or say I apologize, or say whatever, I promise you that your loved one who has crossed over is reading that letter as you write it, and they get it. Yeah. They really, really understand it.
They do.
And it's a great release for you that you wrote that letter to them, and then just burn the paper outside afterwards. And while you're writing this letter, you're going to start imagining them talking to you, only it's just not your imagination. That's them really talking to you. Yeah. within your mind.
It is. It is. Now,
it's a beautiful spiritual exercise to do.
It is. And I want to tell you something else.
Tell me.
I'm so sorry.
I want to hear something else.
I want to say something else.
Do you feel guilty that you just kicked me?
No.
Okay.
I was kind of happy.
All right, go to timeout. I want you to go take timeout.
Thank you.
Until you start feeling guilty, that's when you can come out.
No, I'm going to timeout for a long time.
All right.
Now you made me forget. Oh, no. I know. It's coming up to my son's birthday. And everybody knows who listens to the show that I lost my son.
What day was he?
He was born October 23rd.
Oh, okay.
So his birthday is coming up. So, and also, believe it or not, the day of his death is coming up in December. He died December 3rd. And I went on the internet and I said, what can I do? Because every year we have a cake for his birthday. And, you know, I don't know if that's such a good idea anymore, having a cake and making the kids blow it out. I'm not sure. So this year I had an idea to get the Japanese wedding balloons. Actually, they're not wedding balloons. They're occasion balloons. And then you make a little fire underneath them and you send them up. They're huge. They're like 3 foot. So we're all going to write, we love you, Michael. Happy birthday. And we're going to send them up for his birthday.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's, and we're going to do that as a tribute to his beautiful life and all the love that he gave to so many people while he was here. And that we'll never forget. That's something we'll always have. But I just wanted, instead of making a cake, I think this year we're going to do a tribute. And every year after, we're going to do a tribute to him. Mm-hmm. And then on December 3rd, which is his D-Day, we're going to do the same thing. Because, you know, I can't believe it's going to be 5 years this year.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow, that did go by fast.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I can't believe that I survived. Because, see, guys, I know exactly how you feel out there, because I've been through the same thing. I've been through hell and back. And, you know, looking back on the way I was 5 years ago, I cannot believe that I survived. I'm still breathing. I'm still breathing. And I'm still smiling. And I've got his kids and his wife. And I'm so grateful for that. But I'm still breathing, because I never thought that I would be able to breathe again. Never, ever. But I am.
That's where faith comes in.
Yep.
And we were just speaking with a person today who shall be nameless, but we were speaking to a person today doing a reading for, and because she was experiencing such tribulations in her life, she said, she said, I stopped talking to God, or I stopped praying.
Oh, that was terrible.
And all. And it's like, when you do that, when you give up your faith, or when you stop praying, you know, it's like you're going the direct opposite direction of where you need to be.
I went strictly to God.
Yeah, you need more of his help. And you will see that the angels and the Holy Spirit is right with you. They'll give you compassion.
Yep.
They will give you signs.
Yep.
They will bring you people. They will bring you situations that you need to help you get through your times.
Yeah.
But if you separate yourself from the source, if you separate yourself from all this bundle loving energy that is out there in the universe, when you're alone, that's the worst feeling in the world, to feel alone.
Yes.
You know, and that could send
during a time of trial and tribulation.
Yeah. You know, you could definitely go into a major depression when you separate yourself. And it seems like the people who are the most angry at life, or the most ticked off or upset or super depressed, those are the ones who usually gave up on God.
Right.
If you notice, it's a very common, you know, yin and yang, that when if you do this, then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
And so
people that don't believe in God are usually miserable people. And I just want to say
that we need to go for a break.
Yes,
is that what you wanted
to
say?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
All right,
you
everybody.
Better remind you, psychic.
Stick around, cuz Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
Station.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie. I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live. Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return, will return.
And there you have it, folks. For all you American Indians out there, that was a tribute to you. And it's funny because Sky needed to take a moment's break, and she left during the song that she just requested. So talk about, you know, Murphy's Law. You know, Murphy's Law, you know, that means whatever can happen will happen. And there you have it. You know, but we all create our luck, and people don't realize that. You know, when a lot of people say, you know, I never win, or I always have bad luck, and you got to change your attitude. You know, it's you could generate the energy of whatever it is you want it to be. And, you know, so, the, you know, it's interesting because Sky and I were doing a reading for somebody, and, you know, she was talking about her relationship, and I said, if you want to be, and she, and I picked up on the fact, Sky and I picked up on the fact that, you know, she has a habit of knowing how to push his buttons, you know, knowing how to get on, get his goat. And the thing is, I said to her, you know, you're doing that. It wasn't just a fun little thing for her. I mean, it was as far as, you know, getting back at her, you know, her boyfriend or whatever, but it's okay when it's just cutesy fun. But I said to her, you're doing it to emotionally control him. And you're going to see by you constantly doing things that, you know, push the other person's buttons, and you're like, you know, trying to manipulate their emotions, that it's going to end up working against you.
Yeah.
Because that person is going to end up shutting down on you rather than saying, oh, don't do that again. I'll do whatever you want, just so long as you don't do that again, whatever that is. You know, and everybody has this, you know, these weak points or these weak moments. And so when your partner knows what your weakness is and will go there to push your buttons, that's not a healthy relationship. I mean, again, I get it. You know, sometimes people do that. They do it just to be ball busting. But a lot of people do this also to try to gain emotional control. And then it ends up creating jealousies and then creating trust issues.
Tension.
And it's unnecessary. And then you have two people in the same relationship living separate lives because they're like pushing the buttons rather than,
you know what it's like,
rolling with it. You should, you know, meaning like if you know what your partner loves to do, then do it. And if you know that they don't appreciate certain things or when certain things are done or said, then don't do it. Don't push their buttons because you know that it's going to upset them. But a lot of people use that against the partner. If they find out that there's a particular weakness, they'll attack it. And my ex-wife did that to me all the time. And that's why she's no longer my wife, because she would consistently do it. And I got to a point where I said, enough is enough. And when I said I was done, I was done.
You know what it is? It's giving your partner mixed emotions.
It
is.
Because
you think they know you. And then all of a sudden, you're giving them this curveball, which you really don't want to do, but you're giving it to them anyway just to break balls. And all of a sudden, the partner is saying, I thought I knew this person. Now, what is all this about? Was I wrong? So you're creating a doubt in that person's mind.
Right.
You're sending a mixed signal.
Yeah, it's trust issues.
Yeah.
And it's not trust in the sense of being promiscuous. You know, it's just
life trust.
It's trust with life issues, you know. Yeah. And so, you know, if you're going to be on the same team, in the same marriage,
you gotta be honest.
You know, it's, put it this way, it's important.
Hurt each other.
Yeah, don't try to hurt each other. Now, sometimes the other person doesn't give their partner a chance, no matter what you do. So a lot of people end up having to say what they need to say just so that partner of theirs doesn't blow up, because it's not worth telling them the truth because they literally don't know how to handle the truth.
That's so true.
Yeah, just
and
like
in a lot of cases.
Yeah, just like that Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth, you know,
with Tom Cruise and
Jack Nicholson, whatever it was. So,
I love Jack Nicholson. Forget it.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Did you see him in Something's Gotta Give?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was great.
Wasn't he fantastic?
Yeah.
And he was in his 70s, God bless him.
Yeah. He was in,
I love him.
Man, he had one hell of a life. When he was younger.
I know his whole biography.
Yeah. He was a very handsome guy in his younger years.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, definitely.
He's still handsome. He's in his 70s. He's still good looking.
I see him in a different light than you.
Well, I'm
go ahead.
I know you don't look at me as a girl, but I actually am.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was actually born to his sister. I know you don't understand that because you're giving me that face like, what the hell are you talking about?
I'm speaking on behalf of the rest of the audience.
Okay. This is what happened. When he was born to his mom, okay? And his mom was young. And she lived at home with her mom and dad. So instead of Jack Nicholson growing up to know his mother as his mother, he knew her as his sister, and his grandmother took the role of mother. So he actually thought that he was being raised with his sister, but actually his sister was his mother.
Oh, wow.
Still look baffled. Are you okay?
No, I understand.
Looks like you're having a short circuit.
No, a lot of people are trying. Believe me, I'm reacting on behalf of a lot of people.
He's having a minor stroke.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So, and also his father and his mother was in show business. They were both, but they never really were a success in show business. His father cut out when he was young. And he, believe it or not, he lived in New Jersey. I think it was either Neptune or Belmar.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Right. I remember hearing that. Oh, my God. If you were to Google how many famous people came out of New Jersey, it's astronomical.
That's right. New Jersey's the bomb, baby.
The bomb.
But right now, we have to go to a commercial, guys. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.